Welcome to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio on WFHB in collaboration with the IU Asian Culture Center. I'm Keiko McCullough.
And I'm Alyssa De La Rosa. Hereabouts is Indiana's only Asian American news and public affairs program.
Once a month, Hereabouts provides a forum for discussion and dialogue around issues of importance to Asian Americans in South Central Indiana. We hope to offer the community a unique voice centered upon the experiences of Asian Americans and to introduce new ideas that may challenge listeners' assumptions and introduce fresh perspectives of thinking.
For WFHB in Bloomington, this is Hereabouts,
a collaboration with the IU Asian Culture Center.
For this month's episode, we have something very special planned. About a month ago, Keiko and I decided to learn more about our ethnic composition and genetic history. So we both sent DNA samples to a lab that has tested our samples and provided us each with individual reports breaking down our ethnic ancestry.
So this is super exciting and definitely nerve-wracking. I think we both have ideas of what genes we might be carrying, but obviously we don't have the fine-grained details down to the percentage of our ethnic makeup.
Yeah, it's very exciting. However, we're both going to take these numbers with a grain of salt, because we know they are based off of probabilities and aren't necessarily set in stone. Also, we want to mention that ethnic background and racial identity are not the same thing. So our DNA test will tell us genetic lineage, but not necessarily how we should racially identify, which itself is tied to a number of other things.
Yeah, like culture, perceptions of physical features, and histories of oppression. But today, we're just going to look at where our DNA says our families were in the past.
So, Keiko.
Yes.
What results are you expecting, given what you've been told over the years or through what you know of your family history?
I honestly haven't thought too much about what I think my results might be. So, basically, over my family history, my mom, she's full Japanese, like she immigrated from Japan, and my dad is from Cleveland and is white. So I feel like I foresee, you know, a pretty stark half and half sort of split, half Japanese and then half white. I've been told on my dad's side, Scottish, Irish, and German, but I don't know how well, like how much history or like historical documents or like documentation that they've kept to know that. I was actually thinking about it and I thought that the only reason why we thought Scottish was because our last name is McCullough.
Yeah.
But I was actually thinking back and I think I asked about this before second grade and it was like right before I started second grade. I remember that. I was thinking about it. And then my dad said that we're Scottish and that we have a Scottish family crest.
Oh, wow.
And it's the McCullough family crest, and it's got, like, a hand with a dart on it because we're good at accuracy, like, things that require accuracy, which is actually true. We're all really good at, like, things like that. So, I mean, like, that seems more substantial to me or, like, more compelling.
Yeah.
So, like, but honestly, no idea, like, how Scottish. If we're, like, 40%, like, I have no idea if it's somewhere between, like, 5%, which is, like, very little, or something like 40. In terms of, like, what that half of me would be, I have literally no idea. So that's going to be exciting. I also hope that I'm just randomly something that I have never been told, like, French. That'd be exciting.
Maybe. What about for your white side of the family? Do you anticipate any, like, Native American blood? I mean, Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends how long your family has been there, I
guess. Yeah, that's true. I mean, my family on my dad's side is from Ohio. Like, I moved around and was in, like, Florida, Mississippi, Massachusetts, stuff like that. But, like, we came to Ohio later because that's where my dad's side is. Like, all of my extendeds are there. So it's possible. That would be interesting.
Surprise.
Yeah. And for my mom's side, you know, I've just always been told full Japanese, but maybe not. Again, I don't know how well that they've, like, kept that. I know that my mom's the only one on my mom's side to have immigrated to the U.S., so who knows about that. But basically what I'm expecting now, I've watched so many YouTube videos of people taking, like, DNA tests, and they always get things that they weren't expecting. So if I'm, like, genuinely half Japanese and like genuinely like something like just Scottish, Irish, German on my dad's side, I will be surprised because everybody gets things that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. Are you ready to find out?
Yeah.
I'm going to click it.
So also as a side note, Alyssa and I are going to read each other our respective results, but we also haven't seen them. Like Alyssa's opening mine right now, but she hasn't seen it. So I'm scared.
Why are you gasping?
Oh my God.
Why are you gasping? Stop it. I'm scared.
Oh my God.
Why?
No, what's good.
Oh, okay, cool. What the heck? Is it what I thought?
49.5% Japanese.
What the heck? Where's the 0.5?
Well,
who's point? What? Okay, so 0.49. I'm scared. Oh, wait, that's like actually like a lot of Japanese.
Okay, yeah, because okay. They put. Oh, why'd they do that? Okay, first, 50.0% European.
50.0,
yeah.
Dead on.
Exactly.
My dad is white.
Exactly, yeah. So they break that down. French and German are together.
Excuse you, I'm French?
32.5%.
Stop it.
There's no explanation, though. It could just be all German.
Stop it.
I mean, you can pretend in your heart that it's all French.
But it's so French and German. We have no idea what. Well, it could just be the German, then.
It doesn't break it down further. So German would, it says Alpine, Celtic, and German populations.
Celtic?
So Netherlands to Austria.
Okay, so I'm getting very confused with all of the different countries. So
do you want to see the map?
No.
Oh, okay. You can look at it later.
I will look at it later.
But it just like, for the German, it could be like Austrian or Dutch.
Oh, so they're saying it's like the area of Germany and France, but
yeah.
Not certain.
So pretty much just like that whole third of Europe. The middle thing.
So okay. I might be French and German. No, a big chunk of me. Wait, that's 32.
2.5. Almost a third.
A third of me is French and German.
So like two thirds of your dad is French and German?
Wait.
I don't know if that math works. No, JK. No, I'm not qualified
because,
to do that math.
Because I just get half of his genes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that that's like exactly. Because it's like a gamble of what half I
get.
Right. So I'm French and German is what we're getting at here. And I keep saying that over and over again.
After Japanese, that's the biggest group.
What the
you have.
Excuse me. I was told I was Scottish. Where's the Scottish?
The Scottish part comes in.
Last?
No.
Okay.
You got a bunch of European. British and Irish is 13.5.
Excuse me. What the heck? I'm British and what?
Well, it's British and Irish.
Okay, that's 13.
But like. 13.5%. And Scotland's part of Britain, so.
Oh.
You could be Welsh.
What?
Well, it's part of Britain.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally just looking up what countries make up the UK, like, a day ago, and I still
don't
know. I'm
glad you prepared. Yes, so, we got that so far.
My mind is still blown that I'm, like a third German and French.
Yeah.
But I'll never know how French.
No.
Which is the saddest part of this.
Are you ready for the next chunk?
Yes.
2.9%.
That's like nothing.
Is for broadly Northwestern European. So that includes Scandinavia plus the other two groups we already talked about.
What other two groups?
The French and German and the British and Irish.
So they just don't really know.
Yeah.
Like some maybe.
I mean, it's probably not Scandinavian.
Maybe in a mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
In Europe. Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And then you got 0.3% Iberian.
Okay.
And 0.4% Southern European, which is like going to include Iberia.
Okay.
And then 0.3% broadly European.
So I'm
that's
just
all your 50% European.
Okay, so I'm basically just like
French and German.
Oh my God.
You're like literally an Anglo-Saxon. Yeah. Are you ready for the Asian part?
I'm so excited. I'm French and like British?
They're colonizers.
Okay, I get it.
The British are the biggest colonizers.
Oh. Yes. Okay, but that British part, that's like, what, 13?
13, yeah.
That could just be Scottish, but mm-hmm. We don't really know.
Yep, they don't break it down more.
I'm so confused about the fact that I was always told, like, Scottish first, Irish and German. You know what I mean? That made me assume Scottish was the bigger one, but it could be French and German. No, French and German, for me at least, is the bigger one.
Yes.
Okay. And my mom's 40. Where is the 5? Is she 5% white? I mean, did I get 5% white on the Asian side?
Okay, the Asian side is less exciting.
Okay, that's fine.
So that says 49.9.
Whoa.
Because there's 0.2 unassigned.
Oh, 49.9 Japanese, 0.2.
49.9 East Asian.
Okay.
And Native American. I don't know why they're together.
That's a common thing.
Is it really?
Of the, like, Asian people I've seen who do 20, or who do, who do genetic testing.
Yeah.
That is a common thing I've seen, like, Japanese and Native American put together.
Hmm, okay. Well, Japanese is 49.5, which we said already.
Okay.
Broadly, East Asian is 0.3%.
But we don't know what.
Mm-mm.
That's just East Asia.
It's probably just Japan, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then broadly, East Asian and Native American is 0.1.
My mind is still...
So, French and or German?
It's probably just German.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know your family.
Well, yeah. I'm just very excited that I'm a third potentially French in my heart if I want to be.
Like, no one's going to tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm just assuming it's German because I've only heard German in Scottish and Irish. And then the Irish part would be a part of just basically the UK part, like the British part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's...
So that's what we learned.
I don't even know how to feel. I mean
it's such a nice, like, perfectly 50%. And then almost 50% for the other side, too.
Yeah. So. I'm honestly surprised that I'm, like, 49% Japanese. Because all of the, like, videos I was watching that people who think that they're, like, full Japanese or, like, full Korean, they end up being some, like... A percentage Chinese or a percentage something else.
Yeah.
Like another East Asian country. So, I mean...
I guess your mom's family just didn't...
Well, especially because, like, they would be in Japan where they're... I mean, my mom's family, they're all, like, monoracial Japanese, supposedly. I mean, I don't know about their testing. But they would always be told that they look more European. So I was kind of expecting maybe some white on my mom's side. Like, they called her a foreigner, even though she's got, like, two Japanese parents and grew up in Japan. So it was, like, confusing for her.
There's literally no white people in her.
Well, it could be that she does carry it and my sister got it or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, or I just didn't get it. But, okay, that was very exciting and, like, surprising.
That's just a nice number, so 50%.
I'm really happy that you're very pleased about the very good split half.
Yes.
I mean, I am a little, I'm glad that it was kind of, because I've always sort of thought of myself as just, like, half and half. But, I mean, I've always just thought that, so, but after watching so many people do it and they aren't that, it's kind of nice that I'm. Except for, holy crap, I could be French, which would just be the best. Anyways, except for, you know, the history.
Yeah.
Anyways, but okay, so now we're going to take a short break before we reveal Alyssa's results to listen to High Hopes from Amber Lou's latest album titled Rogue Rouge.
High Hopes counting all the stars that shine free, distant echoes calling my name to run back home. Running so fast, my lungs can't hold. Still chasing lights as I go. My lungs can't hold. I'm running so fast, my lungs can't hold back.
just listening to High Hopes by Amber Liu.
So, Alyssa, now it is your turn. Same question to you. What results are you expecting, given what you've been told over the years or through what you know of your family history?
Well, I am 100% quote-unquote Filipino-American. My parents are both immigrants from the Philippines. Ideally, I would like... The Philippines has, like, dozens and dozens of different ethnic groups in the country because my parents are from different parts of the country, but I'm not expecting a Western service like the one we did to have all the detail and data or desire to break down to Filipino subgroups. But because of colonization, I do expect to see some Spanish blood.
Okay.
Because the Spanish were in the Philippines for 300 years, and specifically in my family, my mom's great-grandfather was a Spaniard, like literally from mm-hmm. Spain, mm-hmm. a real colonizer.
Mm.
And then my dad, and this is also common for other Filipinos, there's a lot of Chinese diaspora in the Philippines, and my dad's grandmother was a Chinese immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to expect, ideally, a lot of just like Filipino... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would be indigenous Filipino. I don't know how this service is going to define that.
Mm-hmm.
So Filipino, Spanish, and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Although I realized the other night, it's also possible because the Moors, like North African Arab people, went to Spain. Mm-hmm. I don't know when they did because I don't know history.
Okay.
So it's possible I can get some like Arab, mm-hmm. North African
mm-hmm.
from the Spanish side. But that all depends on, like, how much Spanish we got, which mm-hmm. would be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, if the Spanish or the Chinese is a lot, I'm just going to feel very threatened.
Feel threatened?
Yes.
Like, in what way?
I actually don't... My dad was making fun of me last night for freaking out if we had a lot of Chinese, because, like, I don't actually have a problem with Chinese people.
I'm glad.
But if we had a lot of Spanish blood, that'd be so weird.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not consensual, obviously, because colonization, but...
Yeah.
What if I'm white?
I don't know.
I'm not ready. What else can we talk about? We could be Arab.
Okay.
A tiny bit.
We could keep throwing out all these hypotheses.
I don't know.
And you know, you seem to know more about history, I would say, and geography than me, so...
I mean, I know maps, at least.
That's good.
Yeah.
Better than me.
Yeah, I don't remember if the original Filipinos, I don't remember if they came from, like, Malaysia, like, Malay mm-hmm. groups, or if they came from, like, Austro, like, Pacific Islander mm-hmm. groups, but that's probably way too far back for this genetic test to
okay.
shoot for.
I think it says, like, thousands of years, but...
Yeah, but...
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. I mean, as my dad said, Filipinos are all mutts.
Okay.
Like, unless you're looking at, like, really remote jungle areas, mm-hmm. like, there's no, like, purely indigenous Filipinos because of Spanish colonization.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I do not think I have to worry about American, mm-hmm. White American people.
What do you mean?
Because they're, like, recent enough in Filipino history. Because the Americans came, like, beginning of the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if an American was in our family, like, we would have... I'd like to think we would have known, because that's only, like, a great-grandparent or something. So,
okay.
As far as we know, no white Americans
mm-hmm.
during the colonial times
mm-hmm.
infiltrated the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
That's all I got.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. So, let's do this.
Ah!
Okay.
Did you click it already?
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Oh, my God.
So did you click on ancestry composition?
Yeah. Yes. Did it not give you a sneaky peek? That's how I saw your Japanese part.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So I feel like your results are a little bit more straightforward than mine, unsurprisingly.
But really?
It's... Okay, so...
I mean, that's good. I don't want to be having an identity crisis.
Yeah. I do want you to know that your chart says you are 100% Alyssa De La Rosa.
What? I don't think you ever said that.
At the top, it says your name at 100%. Thank God.
Oh, yeah, yours said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Okay. We're good.
So it's broken into two groups, but one's much larger than the other. So the first group, I've noticed, similar to what you said with me, is you are 99.7% East Asian and Native American.
Did they include Southeast Asia under East Asia?
Yes, which is
poops.
Which is not, but you know.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
So yeah.
That's fine.
99.7 East Asian and Native American. I'm going to go ahead and do the 0.2.
Okay.
That math does not add up. But
I mean, rounding.
There's okay, yeah, maybe. Okay, so yeah, you're 0.2% European, which is like nothing.
That's not bad.
That's
us, yeah. like fearing so mm-hmm. much worse.
No, so you're 0.1% broadly Southern European, and then 0.1%.
Okay, well, that's obviously Spain.
Okay, well, you're only 0.1%, and then you're 0.1% broadly European, not Southern European, but European.
Spanish colonization.
Okay, so that is the small part. But we're not going to go into the details because that's literally 2%. That's like
yeah,
very little. So do you want to know how Filipino you are?
Yes.
Okay. The answer may surprise you slightly.
I'm scared.
Okay. You are 92.3% Filipino.
That's like an A minus.
Yes.
What's the rest?
Immediately doesn't care and wants to know what the rest is. Okay. So your largest group besides Filipino is mainland China.
Okay. Well, there's my dad's grandmother.
6.4%.
Okay.
And then you are 0.7%, which is very, very little. So not even like 1%, but like 0.7% Japanese.
What? Oh no!
Oh no, what?
Because my brother has like, he's in a weird like anime
it's
phase.
Literally less than 1%.
I'm just not gonna tell
him. And he might not have gotten
him.
That 1%.
I'm just not gonna tell him.
Well, I want you to know that you are 0.7% Japanese.
Wow, we're related.
0.7%.
We're related!
I mean, I'm like not any Southeast
but
Asian,
how
apparently.
How would that even
but
happen?
I don't know.
And it's, I don't know.
I mean, it's probably
I'll
something
ponder this
messed
later.
Up historically, to be honest. Like, Japan probably did something bad.
Hmm.
I would imagine.
Well, if it's so small, it could come from the Chinese relatives.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, 6.4% Chinese.
Yeah, that's not nothing.
Yeah, that isn't. And then the rest is less exciting, but 0.2% broadly East Asian.
Okay.
And then 0.2%, again, broadly East Asian and Native American.
Okay.
Which is confusing for everyone.
It is. I wish they would explain that.
Yes. I guess I could click on it.
No, that's asking too much.
It literally just says that the ancestors of Native Americans began to cross into the Americas 12,000 to 15,000 years ago. Thank you. Not helpful why they categorize broadly East Asian and Native American.
Nope, not helpful.
So.
Wow.
Our results.
92.3.
It says, we predict you had ancestors that lived in the Philippines within the last 200 years.
What about, like, less 50 years?
Like your parents. Wow.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, no, they are not wrong. Okay, so what are you most surprised about?
The Japanese? What?
Yeah.
I was only psyching myself up for, like, being super Chinese. Which wouldn't be bad, just
I mean,
weird.
You're 6.4%. Yeah. I think I'm most...
I'm so glad the Spanish is so small.
Yeah, it's like, it's barely... I mean, wow. Southern European includes Iberian, Italian, and Balkan peninsulas.
But I'm so pale.
Well,
maybe... I mean, I also don't go outside, so this is probably a personal life choice.
It could be
life
that.
Personal lifestyle
maybe
choice.
Maybe it's the 6.4% Chinese.
I don't know.
And the 0.7% Japanese?
Perhaps.
I mean, the 92.3% Philippines leaves like 8% not
Yeah.
It's like a,
you know, that's a chunk.
That's a little chunk.
A little chunk.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What do? How do you feel now that you've processed your results?
I just still am hoping I'm French. That is what I'm taking away from this. The shock of not being mostly like Scottish on my dad's side is like a lot, but yeah.
Wow.
Well, this was exciting.
It was.
Something I'm not going to forget literally ever. I'm going to look at these results and be like, oh my God, and try to interpret them. But I really wish they split up like French and German.
Yeah, because they're different groups.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well.
Final thoughts? Anything?
I'm now prepared for beginning of class when you have to introduce yourselves and give a fun fact.
What is the fun fact that you're 0.7% Japanese?
Yes.
Everyone's like, cool.
I mean, I'd frame it and make it exciting, you know.
Oh, okay. How would you frame it?
I mean, I haven't thought about it yet.
Oh, okay.
I have the whole summer to prepare for next semester.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
It will be.
Yeah.
All that time to ruminate.
You've been listening to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio on WFHB.
Hereabouts is a monthly program recorded live from WFHB's Bloomington studios.
Additional episodes of Hereabouts are available on WFHB's website at wfhb.org. Been listening to Hereabouts.
Hereabouts is produced with the IU Asian Culture Center and broadcast from WFHB in Bloomington. Our theme music is by Eternal Youth.
Tune in to Hereabouts every other week from 5:30 to 6 on Wednesdays right here on WFHB.